Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pengrack.
Welcome to the Call A Weekly Sport Fishing Debate Show. And this week, we're going to talk about baits. The tube jig is the most underrated bait in bass fishing. Keep our call, Panger.
Now, are we talking about the tube jig, or are we just talking about a tube? Because there's a bunch of different ways you can rig a tube.
Oh, a tube in general, okay. I meant. Sorry, okay. I threw
this is another northern topic. You got me all in trouble a couple of weeks ago with the spinning rod on jerkbaits, and now you're hitting me with the tube.
Well, a tube is a very it doesn't have to just be a smallmouth thing. I mean, Denny Brower won a Bassmaster Classic with it. A tube in general is the most underrated bait there is. I mean, I don't think it doesn't matter north, south, east, or west. I mean, it's underrated.
Now, are there not a bunch of different plastics, though, that are more effective than a tube? They're easier to rig. There's more plastic in it. You can get more action out of them, and a tube just covers the gamut, so it's effective in all scenarios, but maybe not as effective as some specific, like a beaver or a BFE or a creature bait. Like,
are those not... They're not underrated at all. If anything, I mean, the tube is the one bait that every pro has in their boat. And I don't care whether it's largemouth or smallmouth. And every pro picks up a key fish here and there, whether they be flipping it or whatever they're doing with it. But it's the one thing that just never gets talked about.
It is.
It's in every... Go find an Elite Series pro that doesn't have tubes in his boat at any tournament. They all do.
Didn't Woo Dave's win in Chicago on a tube?
Oh, 2000 Bassmaster Classic. Woo Dave's, yeah. Yeah,
and then Denny Brower won flipping a black and blue tube on High Rock. So there's two classic wins in 3 years, one on smallmouths on a Great Lakes and one on a Carolina fishery flipping shallow, muddy water. I think the examples are making my point.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, all other baits that you want to compare to. Okay, well, what about a Senko? It's pretty under. No, it's not. Everybody talks about it all the time.
That's true. Christy won on a tube, snapping a tube on St. Clair. That was different method because he was power fishing it, getting a reaction bite from the tube. He wasn't even dragging it.
Oh, snapping's a big thing up north. I mean, a lot of people snap at tubes. But I mean, the other thing they do with them on St. Clair, dude, tiny, tiny little lightweight. Whenever you hear those fish sipping on St. Clair on the surface, but you don't even see them, you just turn, dude, a tiny little light-weighted tube jig, and guys will power swim it back basically. So it's this far under the water, but you can cast it far, you can get it to them quick. It doesn't bungle up. It catches fish. I mean, it just doesn't get talked about.
I'm thinking Lake Amistad. Didn't Ish use an 8-inch tube to catch an 8 to 10 pounders on Amistad using a big squid looking tube?
Giant
a Toro
tube.
That was called a Toro tube, was it not? What happened to the Toro tube?
I bet you Ish just still got him in his boat.
So you just went from a 2-inch tube a foot under the surface for slurping smallmouth to an 8-inch tube for South Texas spawners?
One end of the country to the other. Point is made. I don't even think we have to go
anywhere.
We
agree on this one too. And you don't ever hear about it. I can't remember the last time I saw a top 10, but there are tubes used in every application. What about the stupid tube where they're fishing it like a Ned rig?
It's Texas rigged. You can fish it through grass, fish it through everything. Yeah. I mean, you fish through grass, fish through rock, fish it in every, from 2 inches to 8 inches. And I'm sure there's bigger ones out there and smaller ones out there. Crappie tubes are huge when you think about it. We can get a lot smaller than 2-inch tubes. I mean, I know you love to catch some crappie.
I do. Use a tube. And then Jeff Crete flips a little 4-inch tube with the rattle in it up against the tulies and the cattails all around Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Just kind of gave away one of his secrets there, but.
Well, game, set, match, I would say.
Man, we're just having a tube love fest. You can stuff a jig head into a tube. You could snap. You can literally do anything with a tube. I think if you picked one bait, it would have to be a tube.
Tube, most underrated bass.
Weren't guys Carolina rigging it by stuffing a little bit of styrofoam in the head of it to make it float and then dragging it? So
you can also drop shot it, dude. Like if you see a tube on a drop shot, it gives it a whole different kind of, because it's light enough, but it also traps enough air that it gives it a whole. I mean, every single way you can think of fishing, you literally can do it.
There was an Elite Series on Buffalo where a guy cut a tube in half and drop shotted half of the tube as a goby imitator and top tenned it.
That's new. I had not heard of that one, but yeah.
Well, think about it. Looks like
who did that?
I can't remember, but I remember it.
Well, I'm sure they
I was going to disagree with you because at first I was like, man, like you could take any bait. The only reason that other baits exist is because a tube isn't as easy to fish as some of the other baits that are hard that have phalanges, perhaps, I think is the word. But when it comes down to it, I think I'm going to have to agree with you.
It's good to agree. It's okay to agree.
2 inches to 10 inches. There's a tube for everyone out there, Dave.
Yeah. They even have ribbed ones now. A lot of... That's going to go in a whole different direction.
Wow.
Tubes. The most underrated bait in bass fishing. Keep our call. We're keeping it.